and welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs. It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop. Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Airlift Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief. Colonel Priest, it's April UTA. What are your priorities?
Senior Chris, thanks for having Chief and I today. I want to talk about each of the groups today, what's going on in each group. I want to mention some things going on with the wing, our training focus, what's coming up the next few drills, and then I'll turn it over to Chief. So I'll start with the medical group. I want to thank them for the mass physicals they conducted last month. It was just a huge success, improved our readiness, improved giving back time to the airmen. There's a lot of work for those guys, so big kudos to them. Then the medical group, I want to mention the surf squadron. Now, often those guys are undervalued, underappreciated for the sacrifice they make and the number of professionals in there. Just recently, they've worked with Marshall University. They've worked with the local hospitals, emergency authorities from the county and the state. They've been in the National Capital Region. They're doing a ton of things kind of behind the scene to protect this country and our state in the event of an emergency. And I just want to say thanks to them. And also thanks for helping out with the physicals. They were a big part of that as well. Moving over to the operations group, a lot going on there this weekend. We have Lieutenant Colonel Alan Tackett retiring. I want to thank him. Almost 30 years of service, both enlisted. He started out enlisted in this wing and then became a pilot for the last 20 plus years. So I want to thank him for what he's done. On Sunday, we'll have a Airlift Squadron Change of Command. I want to welcome in Lieutenant Colonel John Zirkel. Colonel Zirkel's coming off active duty, came to the wing, a lot of experience in the J model, which has been invaluable to us as we transition to the new aircraft. His expertise and his leadership has been outstanding. So congratulations to him. Also want to thank Colonel Zimmerman, one of the most dedicated drill status guardsmen I've seen. So thank him for his service and his leadership to the Airlift Squadron. He'll be moving on to headquarters, working on strategic plans on behalf of the 130th with the rest of the West Virginia National Guard. It's a big role, an important role, and a lot of good things ahead for Colonel Zimmerman. Moving over to the Operations Support Squadron, we have a new commander selected. That's Lieutenant Colonel Darren Urban. I just want to thank and congratulate Darren, Colonel Urban. 30 years of service, both enlisted and an officer in this wing. He's an outstanding pilot. Also congratulate Colonel Young on doing a fantastic job. She'll be moving up to the Deputy Group Commander. She also represents the Operations Group during the week. She's got a lot of great things ahead of her, and I'm excited for Colonel Urban. Even though that position has been announced, that actual change of command will not occur for a few more months. But since it's been released, I just wanted to mention and congratulate both of them. Going over to the Maintenance Group, we have a new Chief Master Sergeant this coming weekend. Currently, Senior Master Sergeant Adam Mace. He is the superintendent of the equipment maintenance flight. He is an awesome maintainer, fantastic person, so I want to congratulate him. Additionally, the senior leadership in the maintenance group will be interviewing for Aircraft Maintenance Squadron Command, AMXS Command, so hopefully by May drill, we'll be able to announce the next commander there. Final group, we're going to move down to the Mission Support Group. I want to mention Major Anna Sherrod will be promoted to Lieutenant Colonel this weekend. So she just took over FSS command. I want to congratulate her. It's a very well-deserved promotion. And then special mention I want to give is to the full-time staff in CE that maintains this base. As pretty much I'm sure everyone knows, we had a tornado roll through the valley this past week, and this base was not spared. We had huge trees down throughout the base. We had equipment scattered all over the base. We lost power. We had buildings damaged. These guys stayed and worked overnight, the day that it happened, through the night, into the next day. And if you came back 36 hours later, you could hardly tell anything happened here. The trees were cleaned up. Equipment was all put back. The power was running. And time again, these guys respond when we have an emergency, whether it be a snowstorm or a weather event like this. And I'm just really impressed, and I want to give a special thanks to those guys. Director of Psychological Health, the DPH, we have a new selection, Mrs. Brianna Baker, scheduled to start April 22nd, so just a little over 2 weeks from now. She has got great credentials, a great personality, and I'm excited for her. She'll be up in the Airman Readiness Center, so if you want to stop by and introduce yourself, please do so. She'll be around the base, and by May drill, expect to be introducing her to the groups and squadrons. Talking about training, the next couple months, we don't have any wing-wide events planned that are going to take up your time, so I hope the groups and the squadrons can use this as an opportunity to get better at what we do. You know, AFSC training, it's incredibly important, and I understand in the Guard and Reserve, we don't have enough time to work at it, so I'm sympathetic to that, but I ask that we take advantage of every opportunity we get to get better at our job. June drill, we have Family Day, and Miss Beth Melton has put together a phenomenal event for Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. So please plan on that. Plan to bring your family up, your kids, your spouse. Have a great time, and you'll be hearing a lot more about that. And then looking at the big picture, you know, if you've followed the news any, you may have heard about the term you hear now is a great power competition. If you're not familiar with that, if you do an internet search, you can find all the information that you need, really. But what I'll say is we have to be prepared to face a near peer or a peer adversary. And if you're a senior leader here, that could tweak the way you lead strategically. But for most of us, it just means continuing to do what we've always done, which is be deployable emotionally, physically, financially, and medically, and then also just being good at your job. That's never changed. So if you do those things, if you're deployable, you learn your job, you've taken care of 99% of the battle. We've got the UEI in August, so we should continue to work on that, especially if you're someone who has an administrative program or manages any type of program, or if you're a leader, make sure we're preparing for the UEI. And then the final thing I want to say is a lot of times on these podcasts, we have Colonel Chard here. Some of you may have noticed the last few months, he hasn't been here for a couple of them. I just want to say that we miss him here. He is the, in addition to being the deputy wing commander, he's got a senior leadership role for Department of Defense Information Network. He's extremely busy, has a lot going on. And I just want to say that we're missing his wisdom here and wish him well. And with that, Chief, I think I'm finally done. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, sir. That's an impressive outline you've gotten that brain of yours. However, is on paper.
No notes, folks. No notes.
Yes, he's impressive. To kick things off, I too want to congratulate Senior Master Sergeant Adam Mace. I've known him for a lot of years. I call him the quiet, soft-spoken professional. Interacted with him many times professionally, both when his time in the inspection dock, his time in quality assurance, and he is just that, a soft-spoken professional. I want to congratulate him. It's well-deserved. If Colonel Char were here today, I feel like he would remind us that the pre-command course is taking place Sunday morning at 08:30, so I want to encourage the captains and the majors to continue their participation. I think it's gone up every quarter. I think last quarter there were maybe 50 or more. So I want to encourage them to come out again. That's Sunday at 8:30. Expect Senior Master Sergeant Jeremy Callan and Karen Cummings. They're going to talk about the commander and the first sergeant relationship. Sunday at 10 o'clock, Chief's Council is holding a mentorship event in the multipurpose room in maintenance. So I want to encourage all our enlisted. You want to get some guidance and some wisdom from some crusty old chiefs, there'll be someone there to speak with you. Also want to remind everyone that the Outstanding Airman of the Quarter nominations are due to your SEL by Saturday at 23:59 p.m. And lastly, on March the 25th, I sent out an email to all personnel. I had sent it to the chiefs maybe a few months earlier, and I decided to just go ahead and change it, reframe it a little, and then send it to everyone. Again, that was March 25th. And so if you're a DSG and you're rolling in this UTA, it should be in your mailbox. I just want to encourage you to read that and give it an honest consideration. It just talks about our core values, our professionalism, discipline. And there's some challenges that I gave to myself, and I'm just encouraging everyone in the wing to join me. Again, it's called Who Are We? And I just want to encourage everyone to read that and give it an honest look. Sir, that's all I have for today. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.